Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us, as he does at this time each week, is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Ian. How are you?
I'm doing well and excited for this week's show, but before we do that, let's clear up my challenge from last time. Start with the phrase, empty bleachers. Rearrange the letters and you can spell a famous play from the 1600s and a famous last name from the world of entertainment in the 1900s. What are the words?
Well,
the play is Macbeth. The last name is Presley.
All right, Ian. Major League Baseball is back. Yesterday and today is opening day of the 2020 MLB season, which is a sentence that is weird for many reasons. Teams will play 60 games this season, with the World Series taking place in November. In addition to permanent rule changes announced in February, temporary adjustments for the shortened season include using the designated hitter in both leagues and starting a runner on second base in extra innings. To celebrate the return, such as it is, of Major League Baseball, each correct answer this week will contain the nickname of an MLB team in the singular, like Marlin or Athletic.
Okay, and I assume those won't be two answers.
Well, you'll find out, won't you? First up, a March 1872 act of dedication declared in part, quote, "The tract of land in the territories of Montana and Wyoming is hereby reserved and withdrawn from settlement, occupancy, or sale under the laws of the United States, and dedicated and set apart as a public park," and established the first of 62 such areas in the U.S. By what three-word name do we know this land? What kind of park might the U.S. establish?
Oh, I get it. So a national park.
Yes, which one specifically?
Yellowstone National Park?
That's right. Yellowstone National Park was the first national park in the U.S.
Okay, so the team is the Nationals.
That's right. When the series originally aired on ABC in 1990 and 1991, the episodes had no titles. After airing in Germany, the titles given to the episodes were translated into English, among them Northwest Passage, Cooper's Dreams, and The Path to the Black Lodge. What series is it?
Okay, Minnesota Twin Peaks.
Very good. And among the people that directed episodes of the original series of Twin Peaks, the original two seasons, are Caleb Deschanel, the father of Emily and Zoe Deschanel, Stephen Gyllenhaal, father of Maggie and Jake Gyllenhaal, and, I kid you not, Diane Keaton. A 1798 poem by Samuel Taylor Coleridge largely consists of a sailor recounting a long sea voyage and is the source of the metaphor of having an albatross hung around one's neck and of the phrase, "water, water everywhere, nor any drop to drink." What is the title of this poem?
It's The Rime of the Ancient Seattle Mariner.
I knew you were going to do that, and I'm so glad you did. While several versions of the song have appeared on Billboard's country charts, the only rendition of America the Beautiful to appear on the R&B charts was a 1976 version, one of 86 hits to appear there by what singer?
Tricky. Tampa Bay Ray Charles.
That's right. And finally, celebrated on September 19th, what tongue-in-cheek observance gained international exposure after humorist Dave Barry wrote a 2002 column about it, ensuring that every year people will greet their friends with "Ahoy, mateys," and add "arr" to their vocabulary for the day?
Actually, a team much in the news this week, Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Yar, Talk Like a Pirate Day is right. And the origin of Talk Like a Pirate Day, apparently, is that the two co-founders of the day were playing racquetball, and one of them got injured, and in response to his injury said, "Arr!" Well, Ian was certainly a Yankee Doodle Dandy this week. How well did you do? Quiz at WAMC.org.
Have you met your match this week? Let us know. Or you can go to WAMC.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this challenge. Mike?
Start with the phrase, opening days, plural. Opening days, because there are two of them this year, because of course. Change one letter to an R, and you can rearrange the result to spell a five-letter word for part of a sink and a six-letter word for something you often find in a sink. What are the words?
Mike Nothnagel is Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. He's also a Red Sox fan, but we'll give him that one. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back at the same time next week.
We will see you soon.